Sutton.
Motorbike brings the humble bicycle into a city, and what that does, it means more people cycle, so there's less cars on the road, there's less congestion, and therefore there's less pollution. So by using a humble bicycle, it can really fight climate change.
Yeah, you bring in so much bicycles, and how do I get to ride on it?
So we launch the bikes in the city, and then our customers download an app, and the app allows them to do two things. One, find where the bikes are, and two, then unlock the bike using their smartphone. Once the customers unlock the bike, they can ride the bike for as long as they want to. When they finish, they simply leave the bike where they want to, they lock the bike up and walk away. Now, because it's a sharing economy, it means that if someone else can walk up, use their phone and unlock the same bike and ride it somewhere else. So it's like car sharing, it's basically bike sharing.
And a mode of payment.
So what you do is put in your credit card or a payment into the app when you download it. So a bit like you would throw any app, you'd put your name, telephone number and a form of payment. And then every time you ride the bike, you'll charge 50 cents an hour. So it's very low cost, very effective for you to do that.
Are you in Kenya?
So we've launched in Nairobi in the UN compound. So we have 100 bikes here at the UN compound in Nairobi. That's the first ever mode bike here in Africa. But over the coming years, we hope to expand much more.
Apart from Nairobi, which other countries are you in?
So we started in China 18 months ago. We are now in Australia, Korea, Japan, UK, Germany, Italy, the United States, in Washington, D.C. So we're trying to roll out very quickly. Our goal is to sort of get to 500 cities as soon as possible. We're in 200 cities already.
Yeah, I was in Nairobi City Center yesterday, and I realized where guys are just hanging around. If you leave a bicycle there, how do you address the issue of theft?
Yeah, so theft and vandalism are issues that we need to address. So that's why at the moment we're launching in cities where they are very used to bikes or bike sharing. But we hope over time people's behavior change and adapt, and they understand that it's really just bike sharing, like the sharing economy. So we hope people understand what we're trying to do, and therefore theft or vandalism don't become a long-term problem for us.
I realize that in other developed countries, there are pavements for bikes, but in most African countries, they are not. Will this not affect your profits because of the potential damage it would be high?
Well, we designed the bikes to be very strong. So the bike that we launched in Nairobi should last 4 years. It's a single aluminium unit. All the cables are tucked away so they can't be broken. So the bike is very, very strong.
That was the Public Relations Director of Mobike, the world's first and largest smart dockless bike share company, Stephen Melton, in that interview with Joyce Jechi.